But she'ain ruya leger, if it's not fit, if it got so spoiled, so rotten, that it's not fit anymore to be eaten, a normal person would not eat it anymore, that's called she'ain ruya leger, ain a kruya nevela, it's not called a nevela anymore. So as she says, she'ain ruya leger means, she'esricha, started to rot away. Alma, what do we see? Midi afkin botli sura. Once it becomes lefgam, becomes a little bit bad, the taste is rotten, the yisah goes away. So really, this is a tremendous chiddush, really, the Gemara Sushtel. Yeah, the Gemara, really, the Sushtel is very shver, because there are two different halachas. They were talking about this lefgam means the yisah itself. When the yisah itself becomes ein royal achilas adam, then the yisah goes off. So mela, regular nevela, or really goes any treifus. That once it becomes ein ruya lachilas ger, ein ruya lachilas adam, the yisah goes off the chayfis. But that's what's mamish not edible anymore. Our sugya of noisav tam lavgam. Here we're talking about that the siayin nesa goes upon the greasing. So all it did is it didn't add to the taste. It just ruined the taste a little bit. But of course, normal people still eat it. It's still edible. We're only saying a chiddush noisav tam lavgam when you have noisav tam. If the chayfus itself, the wine that comes in, the wine itself, is bottled. That you don't see anymore. It only leaves over a taste. So we're only saying a chiddush in the cloud of tam kikah, that if you only taste the yisah, it's still usah, it's only us if you have a taste, l'shvach, that makes a good taste. But if it makes a bad taste, l'fgam, then we say it's usah. Now this taste, l'fgam, is not that it's ruined, you can't eat it. Of course it's edible. So the tremendous Chiddush Harav Shimon learns it out from a ger, from the Vela. Here we're talking about the Yisr itself. The Yisr itself, as long as it's edible, even though it doesn't taste so good, about it still it's also. It's only when it comes so bad that it's ain't a real Achilah saw them all together, then it becomes Mutter. So first of all, you have to say, according to Harav Shimon, is that you're learning out a little bit, like Rashi says, that when something becomes sour, bitter, becomes spoiled, that's not edible, so you see the Yisr goes off it. See, even though for the piece of meat itself, that's also to be able to eat this meat, it has to be so ruined that people will not eat it anymore, and the relic of the Sodom, but you just see a svar when food starts to get ruined, like yisr does go off a little bit. So therefore it's a svar when you only have the tam of the yisr, you don't have the goof of the yisr anymore. The goof of the yayin nesach was both, you don't see the yayin nesach anymore. You only have a taste of it, so the svar to say if the taste only left a bad taste here, even though you can still eat it, that's also a svar, it becomes mutter. That's what Shimon's leaning. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, her Meir that says, Nois and Tam Lavgam is also, since you still taste it, it's also, so I hear the Pasuk says, Nevela, you could give to a ger, mashman has to be fit, thin teeth. So Gemara says, Ahulda mute, Sruchim Ikara. Here the Pasuk means that at the beginning, it was never edible. At the beginning, it was spoiled. Rashi says Ruchim Mikor means Muka Ashchin Mechayim. Let's say this animal was a Muka Ashchin. So Hoyol, the Ifkuma Mikoidim Shibola De Nevela, Lechal Shem Nevela Lei. That's before the animal died, this limb was a Shchin, so it was never fit to be eaten at the beginning. So when the animal dies now, the Isra is not Chal upon such a meat. Because at the beginning it was never fit to be eaten. Avol Heichod Yisusa Mikoro. But let's say the animal died. And first, the nevela is edible. You can eat this meat. Sul laipok isa mishum pagam. Her mayashita would be, the yisra does not go off it. The yisra remains ad olam. Even though it's not edible anymore, it doesn't make a difference. Once this piece of meat was asa, the yisra remains. So according to the mayah, you never see a svara that when something was once asa, and now the taste changes, no matter how bad it changes, it doesn't become muta. So mayah does not hold from the yisai that place in town of gam should be muta. Rabbi Shimon, why does Shimon also say like this? Maybe the puzzle is only talking about where it was Sarucha rotten away at the beginning. So Meir said, Rabbi Shimon holds, Sarucha mikara latsricha. I don't need a pasuk for this. Latsricha miyuto. Off Rabbi Yalmo, it's only dust. Shita the Torah never put an isra upon it. If when the animal first dies, right away its meat is a shchin, it's not edible, so it's like dirt. Sheet of the Torah doesn't put in this. I don't need a special pasuk la gera shabashekat anenu that giveth him teeth to teach us that it has to be edible for him. Pshita. If at the beginning it was never edible, sheet of the Torah doesn't put in this. So Rabbi Shimon says, what's the chiddush of the pasuk? That when the animal first died, it was edible. The yisra was chal upon the animal. The chiddush is later on, when the meat becomes so bad, so rotten, that it's not edible anymore, then the issa goes off. So Rabbi Shimon is out from this svara that if the taste of issa, we only have the taste here, and the taste ruins the food and makes it worse, it's lefgam, the Torah didn't put an issa, that the food is mutatit. Amarul, Ula says like this now. Machloikis, the machloikis occur between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, where the noisim tam lefgam is mutar also. So Ula wanted to say the whole machloikis is sheshbiach, that when the issa first falls in, it makes a good taste. And at the end, it ruins the taste. That's the machlekes. That's where Rabbi Meir says it's also. Because at the beginning, it was l'shvach. But if soon as the issa falls in, right away, it ruins the taste. At the beginning, it only puts a bad taste there. Then divrei hakol muta. Even Rabbi Meir would agree that that's muta. That's what Ula wanted to say. This Gemara says, Eisvei Rav Chaga Lula. Rav Chaga asked the question to Ula. It says, Yayin Shenofal, L'toich Adoshim, wine that falls into the lentils, into Adoshim. Or else, V'choim, it's vinegar, some made from wine, Yayin Esach also, Shenofal, L'toich Reason, falls into beans. Also, these two cases, there's a time of Issa, you still taste the Yayin Esach here, therefore it becomes also. For Rabbi Shimon Mata, Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's Mutta. Shimon's svar is that the taste of Choymis and Yayin here only ruins the taste. It's lefgam. Since it's lefgam, did the ever the food is mutter? So Moreas, here see a machlokes, the yohocho, the poga mi karu. Here, as soon as the chaymetz falls into the greasin, it makes a bad taste right away. It's the pagam at the beginning. And still the pligi, still Rabbi Meir argues and says that it's also. Sasha b'chagas kasha, back to Rabbi to Ula. He is the clearly Rabbi Meir that says it's also holds its also even mikara if the tagam takes place right away. Tzmar says Amar Ulul says Chaga loymeida yoda my kamri rabbanon. Chaga doesn't even know what rabbanon are talking about. To yuftu kamaisiv, he wants to ask me a question over here. But the Chaga learned wrong shot on this brisa, and therefore there's no question against me. That Ula says, you know what they're talking about, this Bryce over here? He says, Hocha b'may askinon. You know what we're talking about over here? Hocha b'may askinon, kegoin she'nofel to gris and synonym. We're talking about now that this chaymetz fell into cold beans. Synonym, they're cold. And we had before, when the yayin falls into cold beans, then it gives a good taste. So it comes out, when the wine or the chaymetz first fell into this food, it made it taste good. And then they cooked it up. And therefore, Nasa Kamisha Shbiach, Hulpsay Fogam, Viyasa. Therefore, Rabbi Meir says it's also. Again, it comes out when the Yayin Nesach first fell into these beans, it gave a good taste. It was Lashvach at the beginning. Then later, when they cooked up the beans, now the Yayin ruins the taste. So here it's good, Ula. This is a Machlaikis. That what Rabbi Meir says in this case, it's also. And Reb Shimon says, even in this case, it's muta. But in a case, whereas Mikara Pagan, everybody holds it's also. So this is the way Ula learns. Now, Reb Yechanan says, though, Reb Yechanan Omar, the Poige Mikara Machlekes, no. He argues and says, no, they even argue when it was Pagan right away. Still, Rabbi Meir holds it's also. And the Svara we learned out before, he learned it out from Gula Yartik Chavin, even though the Tam of the pots only give off a bad taste. It has to be some pagam to it. Still the Torah said it was also. Now the Gemara is according to Rabbi Yechanan, he boilu, the poige mi kora machlaikis. Does Rabbi Yechanan mean to say that they only argue where the pagam took first at the beginning? But in the case of a shbiach, where first the yayin went on to the cold beans, so it made a good taste. Or if soy pogam at the end when they cooked up the beans, it became bad, maybe in such a case, Divrei Hakol also. Everybody would agree, even Rabbi Shimon would agree that it's also. But since it was first the shvach, the taste was good, the yisra remains. Or Dilma maybe no. Bein bezu machlekes. Teiku. This is a good suffix. That's why Alocha, we're a little bit machmir, that if it was shavach, at the beginning it tasted good, and then at the end first it's pogam, that's a machlekes. It's not so posh. It's there at the side, it's also. But the Yechanan has a suffix. Maybe there everybody holds it's also. The only machloikas, the only time Rabbi Shimon says a smutta could be is only when it's pigam meikara. Therefore, as soon as the food falls in, Rosmos Magayatas every day is a pot that ain't a bin a yomin. If you had, let's say, a fleshadika pot that you didn't use for 24 hours, and today by mistake you cooked up some milchiks in it, so for the ever the food is mutter. You're allowed to eat the food is still okay. The pot we hold, you have to kash the pot. Because on the pot, that's called b'di'evid, we're machmir, agzera, eina b'nei yoyman, otto b'nei yoyman. They're afraid maybe next time you use it again, you cook it up the same day. So the pot, you have to kasha. But the food itself, since the food, the tam that comes out of the pot, after a day is only bare taste, we hold the food is mutter, tam of gam is mutter. Omer of Amram, comes to this, Efsha Isa Lahod Rav Yechanan. Like, once you're telling me Rabbi Yechon says this, that they argue by Toigim Mikara, where's their Brisa? Show me a Brisa like this. How is it possible there's no Brisa that says clearly like this? So yes, Nofak Dof Biashkaf, they went out and they looked and they found. The Tanya learned like this. On the Tnan, on Ishtin Orlo, Soor Shechulin Shenofala Toich Isa. You have sourdough of Chulin, regular sourdough, that fell into a big dough. And the Yeshba Kedel Hachmetz, this much sourdough was able to make it rise. So you have good dough here. The Chmitza started to rise. The Yachakach afterwards, Norfal Sol Shel Truma. Then another dosage of sourdough, which the second one only ruins it, it's no good to have too much. It only ruins it, it's called Lefgam. A second dosage now of Sor of Truma falls in. Oy Sor Shel Klai Kermos, the Sor of Klai Kermos, it's also Banor even. And it falls in the second time. And this amount also has enough to make it rise. Sasa. Ramei holds it sasa. That's his shita. Even though the second dosage of sourdough ruins the dough, it's no good to have so much. That's his shita. Tamal of gum is still also. Like all you have here is just the tam of it. The actual sourdough is bottle brave. That bottle chad betray, it becomes bottle. What's left over is the tam of it. So in Meir Shitra is, the tam is the loss of tam of gam is also. However, Rabbi Shimon Matir, Shimon says, no, it's smuta. Since the second dosage only ruins the dough, so tam of gam is smuta. So Rabbi says, v'hochr over here, did pogami karu. As soon as you put in the second dosage of sourdough, it ruins the dough right away. Opligi, it's still some achleikis. So you feel like Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Shimon, that says Tam of Gam is Mutta, it's even right away, even though right away it's of Gam, still it's Mutta. Or the Chiddush of Akeret, he quotes Rameyah, that Rameyah says Tam of Gam is also, it's us even when it's of Gam right away. Omer of Zerav, Zerav says maybe no. Shani Isa, I'll tell you by Do is different. You know why? Rabbi Meir said, you know where Rabbi Meir says also over here? Hoyo v'royo lachameyah bo kam Isa Sacheris. You know what Rabbi Meir says here? Tam of Gam is also, even though it's a Pagam right away, and it could be really maybe hold like Ula. Maybe really that it's a Pagam right away, even Rabbi Meir would be made with Smuta. But dough is different. What happened by dough? You're making your dough, so you put a certain amount of sourdough in, it started to rise, you put another dosage. So true, the second dosage ruins the taste of this dough, but still makes the dough fit to make other doughs rise. In other words, if you use this whole piece here as sourdough, so it does some good to it. Since with this sourdough now, this dough, it became so sour, so true, if you only want to use it by itself, you made a pagam here. But now this dough became so sour, you could use it to make other dough rise. So therefore it's not called so much of a pagam. That's what Rabbi Meir said it's also. It could be in a straight pagam, maybe you'll be moida that it's mutter like Ula. So you don't have a clear proof to Rabbi Yechanan. Yes. Rashi says, "Relechameyav b'kamis zacheres shel truma hilkach chimitz the yosim idai." If it gets so sour, afal pi shepogemul linyin achila, even though it ruins the taste, it's hard to eat this dough. But shvachul linyin chimitz itzas zacheres. But there is some type of a gain. You're gaining here that you have so much sourdough, like this whole thing now became a piece of sourdough. You could use this like yeast to make other dough rise. So that's why maybe here Rabbi Shimon Rameyah said this also. But if it be a total pagam and no shvach at all now, maybe like Ula says, Rabbi Meir would agree that it's mutter. So you don't have the clear mishnah yet like Rabbi Yochanan. Toshima coming here. Sounds like this. Sa'or shel truma. You have sourdough of truma. V'shel chulin. Also sourdough of chulin. Shenochu toichisa. Both of them fell into the same dough. V'zek de lahachmit. U'v'zek de lahachmit. In the case that either by itself was enough to make it rise. There was enough of chulin and there was enough of truma. Ch'de lahachmit. V'chimsa. Now that both fell in together, they both made it rise. Some came too sour. So also, so clearly Rameyah says Vaiter it's also. Even though it's Talmud Gam, still it's also. Rabbi Shimon Matir, Shimon says it's Mutter again. Since now it's a Talmud Gam, it only rules it, it's Mutter. What's going to be Nofel Shal Truma Tchila? Let's say first the sourdough that came in was Truma. And at that time it was a total Shvach. So first the sourdough that falls into the dough is only good, it makes it rise. So then Divrei Akolos, everybody agrees it's also. And since first the Yitzah fell in, and it made a shvach, so pshit it's awesome. Nofal shachulin, let's say though first some sourdough chulin fell in. Nofal shachulin. V'yachakach, and after this, nofal shachruma, and then fell in some the sourdough truma. Oy shokla kerim, also still it's awesome, it's from Meishito. Even though the second dosage is only lufgam, it makes it too sour, and that's from Meishito, tam lufgam is awesome. Rabbi Shimon Mata again that since the second dosage only rooms the dough, so Talmud of Gam is Mutter. So the question is, Vahach over here, Tepoga Meikara Pligi. Again, as soon as the Truma fell in, the second dosage, it made a Pagam. And still you see Rabbi Meir says it's also. So here's the rights of Rabbi Yechanan, that even though it's a Pagam right away, still Rabbi Meir says it's also. So Khurunov, Vichite, maybe you'll answer me, Vichite, maybe you could say, Hokinam here also. Give the same answer we just answered before. Maybe Vichite, Hokinami, Kid Rabbi Zera, like Rabbi Zera says. That what? That's Roy Lechemei.